Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi there, it's a 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Friday, October 12th.
This is the best show we've ever done.
Yeah, so far.
Yep, right up to
every day is the best show ever.
That's right. But this one was actually pretty good here because we found out that nice people really do finish last, at least financially. This is according to some analysis of more than 3 million people. They found agreeableness was associated with indicators of financial hardship, including lower savings, higher debt, and higher default rates.
So if you're a jerk, you're richer?
Yeah.
Is that it?
I guess that's how you get money.
You're less agreeable. You're more aggressive, maybe. I don't know.
Selfish?
Yeah, they say the relationship appears to be driven by the fact that agreeable people simply care less about money and therefore are at higher risk of money mismanagement.
Don't worship money.
It really, you can't take it
I
with
feel like
you.
The story is about me.
Is it really?
Yeah. Maybe I need to be a little less agreeable.
Except for the default thing.
Yes, true. That is true.
That's why we have credit karma.
Well, here's one thing I think we're all guilty of. Imbibing a little bit in the adult beverages, maybe going online doing a little shopping.
Hey, maybe
2 days later, you get something you don't remember ordering.
We blame QVC. They started it. Recliner, a couple of beers, my phone,
Thank
and
goodness.
My credit card.
Thank goodness I just order things like jewelry and T-shirts. I don't do what this couple did.
That a girl.
Well, we're going to take the story of Gina and Mark out of London. The two lovebirds got hitched in December. And decided they wanted to do a 3-week honeymoon backpacking in Sri Lanka.
Yeah, formerly Ceylon in the Indian subcontinent.
There you go.
I really didn't know exactly.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, it's in South India right there in the Indian Ocean.
They went to a coastal town called Tangail, and there's actually the Luck Beach Tangail 7-bedroom hotel that's there.
And they're known for their rum, I hear.
Apparently good with the rum pours there. They had the couple had 12 rum glasses of rum between them.
12? That's pretty good.
Yeah, so they were feeling pretty good. They ended up talking to the people that were owning the restaurants, and they were the subject came up and says, yeah, they're going to close things down because the lease is coming due.
Right.
And they started talking and realizing it was only about $40,000 or British pounds translated. Yeah. It was about our money, about $40,000 for a 3-year lease. Not too shabby for a 7-bedroom hotel on the waterfront.
Yeah, right.
So they decided, well, we'll buy it. How about we give you the first $13,200 here in the next today, and then we'll do a payment plan for the rest.
Okay.
The guys took it.
Wow. So they bought a hotel drunk.
Yes, they bought a hotel absolutely drunk. When they sobered up, they realized, oh, my gosh, what did we do? Plus, made things even worse is that Gina said that they already had a lot of debt racked up from the wedding, and lo and behold, they were pregnant.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine? Like, hey, we're married. Hey, we're going on a 3-week backpacking trip. Hey, we're pregnant. And oh, yeah, we just bought a hotel.
What's this receipt? We bought a hotel?
Oh, my gosh. Can we write that one off? But anyways, she actually, in British charm, said, you know, it's sink or swim. We committed to doing this. So they went forward with it with about $8,000 in renovations. They reopened the hotel this past July. Doing very well.
This has a happy ending,
it does.
We hope. Because business is booming right now.
Yeah, they say they have a steady flow of customers, though they did say their next big decision will not be, they'll be made when they're sober.
Yeah, really.
So,
I mean, and you're negotiating in another language, too.
Can you only imagine?
You know, it's okay. Sign here. Fine.
Maybe they were just asking the price and they just said, oh, buy? Price. Yeah, buy?
I was trying to order another rum and I got a hotel.
This was interesting because, Janie, you were saying that you were just talking about this with somebody you know about the dangers of grapefruit and grapefruit juice with certain medications.
Yeah, I thought it was a little strange because I was, you know, we were at Food and Wine Festival and I was like, let's go sample mimosas. And she said, no, I can't because I can't mix grapefruit because I wanted to try the grapefruit blend that they had. She said she couldn't mix it with her medicine. And at first I was kind of like, are you sure you're right?
Yeah.
But apparently it's a thing.
It really sounds almost like a hoax, but it's very true, especially when you talk about grapefruit. It's probably one of the healthiest citrus in the, on the planet. It has, that's why you when you're trying to lose weight, that's the first thing you eat in the morning.
There's a thing called the grapefruit diet.
Right. You know? Apparently, the enzymes will actually make you not as hungry throughout the day.
It supposedly burns fat, too.
Right. And so it would seem like it would make a lot of sense. But the problem is those properties that make it great in weight loss actually counteract with some certain medications, like anything from antihistamines to statins, where it won't absorb into your body quick enough or absorbs too quickly.
Yeah. It interferes with like enzymes in your stomach and can make you either absorb it too quickly or your body will store it and you're not absorbing it at all.
Yeah. Certain statin drugs, which are used to lower cholesterol, too much of the drug can be released into your bloodstream and takes too much longer to metabolize.
Right.
Therefore, it remains in your body longer. And if you keep taking dose after dose, you're going to build up, and that could cause anything from muscle damage to liver damage. You don't want that.
Oh, boy.
On the flip side, the Allegra, the fenofoxacilline.
Just over-the-counter Allegra, right?
Yeah. It does the exact opposite. It doesn't absorb enough fast enough, so the medication doesn't work as effectively.
Oh. Oh, wow.
So just really talk with your doctors, health officials, and pharmacists in particular about drug interactions with grapefruit and grapefruit juice.
Now, you'll see that sticker usually on the side of the medication if it's a prescription that'll tell you about to avoiding grapefruit juice.
Yeah, and they're not joking about that one.
And never spill grapefruit juice on your Social Security card.
Yeah, I will admit, when I was younger, when I got my had a wallet and driver's license, the reason to have a wallet,
right.
I used to carry my Social Security card around
didn't
know what to do with it. But come to find out, the Social Security office doesn't want you to do that, and that's one of the key reasons that in this world where everything is becoming paperless, and even important things like driver's license and credit cards are all plastic.
Yeah, they put a computer chip in your credit cards now.
Yeah, but the Social Security card still remains paper because two things. One, it prevents counterfeiting,
right?
And they don't really want you walking around with it. And here's a classic example. Let's say you walk around and you lose your wallet.
Right.
You lose your driver's license. And for somebody to use your driver's license to impersonate you, they'd have to look like you, weigh like you, know your address, and have some other stuff. Well, with a Social Security card, there's no identifying markers on it.
That nine-digit number is the keys to the kingdom, too.
Right.
It really is. They could easily go get a fake ID made to match the Social Security card, and then you're in jeopardy.
Right. So that's one of the reasons through all the years of Social Security, they've never come out with a plastic one.
Why am I now just learning this?
I know, right? I used to get so frustrated because it get all bent up or, even the laminated ones are invalid, so it's come on.
And that's the other thing. And I never understood why they never wanted you to laminate them. And that's because it's a safety feature. Because if you try and alter the number at all, it will show that it should be an altered. Plus, it has kind of embossed.
The ink is raised a little bit.
Right.
And you can feel it when you rub your finger over it. That's one of the IDs, right, to see if it's authentic or
not. Well, among other things. So that's why they don't want you laminating it. So this is what they're saying, is that if you're carrying around your Social Security card, you really need to put it in a lockbox.
Yeah. I haven't seen mine since I washed it in the 70s. Seriously.
Mine is torn. It has like a tear into it.
Right.
When I first got it, believe it or not, you had to punch it out of
that's
the paper.
Right. Yeah,
remember?
Right. You ripped it as you were...
Yeah, I ripped it when I was getting it. Aww. So it's been the tear since I've been 18 or whatever.
Not all perforations are made the same way, that's for sure.
Let's talk about something that may be invading your Thanksgiving dinner.
Okay.
A crustless pie.
Janie and I are not sure about this.
Yeah, I'm on the fence about this.
I'm not real pro crustless pie. I want crust.
Well,
flaky, delicious crust.
That's one of the best things about a pie. If you look at Pinterest, there's tons of recipes out there for crustless pie. So don't be surprised. We're doing this, as the saying goes, forewarned is forearmed.
Yep.
Because you might find yourself without any crust in your pie.
But when you told us, what are the ingredients now?
Yeah, it's still the same ingredients. They still use flour and eggs and butter, which you make the crust with, but they just actually put it inside the pie along with the
that
fruit.
I maintain that's a custard.
But it has the fruit and the sugar of a pie.
It's got all the same ingredients. There's something, I don't know, I want that flaky crust. You know how to make the best flaky crust, seriously?
What's that?
Add vodka to it.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Because you add vodka to it, it will evaporate. It'll allow the butter and the flour and the ingredients to mix together, the dry ingredients. But it evaporates, so it's not too wet. Therefore, if it's not wet, it'll be flakier.
Is this like the stuff you buy or you make your own?
No, when you're making your own.
Oh,
when you're making your own, if you use vodka, It's an old chef trick.
Okay,
I
but
feel like you just want to have vodka in your food store. I'm teasing. All right, well, there's, I'm teasing.
Sometimes I cook with vodka, and sometimes I put it in food.
Yeah, that's true. So but seriously, on that, so if it calls like for a glass, a cup of water, you put a cup of vodka in
well,
instead?
Well, you just put some vodka in
oh,
there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and what you're doing is mitigating the amount of moisture in there, which gives you flakier crust because the vodka will evaporate.
Oh. I was going to say, I don't know if I want to give up a cup of vodka to my pie.
It's my Russian. Try my Russian pie. Hey, comrade.
Storm said you can cook with it and then actually make the food, too. Yeah, so you can drink it while you're making.
Yeah.
And then it won't matter if there's crust or not, because you'll just be like, yay, pie.
It's going to be like Julia Childs, and we're like, what the heck did I make?
And
exactly. What did I order? I bought a hotel. And then finally, we learned today that your home furnishings have a shelf life, unfortunately.
After the semester, the couch that you've owned in college, you put it on the side of the road, and look, free couch.
Yeah, they talk about mattresses under $1,000. You should be replacing them every 7 years.
Right.
More of the stuff that's over $1,000, those should give a little bit. The more money you pay into it, and the quality of it, the longer it should last anywhere from 10 to 15 years.
Janie has a way to tell if you should need to change the mattress. What is it, Janie?
Yeah, for sure. When you start to see, well, I call it a butt crater, but it's basically when your entire body outline is concaved into the mattress, you know.
When it looks like you're still lying in it.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Or the couch. Imprint. Yeah.
Butt crater. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, speaking of your sofas and your couches and your butt craters, about 7 to 15 years of life on that. And one of the things to look at is the couch starting to sag.
Yep.
That's a sign of it needing to go. If it starts squeaking and making rattle noises.
When you get up, if you're not the only thing groaning.
it's time for a new couch. Yeah. Let's see here. They say the better quality ones last a little bit longer. Your dining room sets anywhere from 15 to 20 years. When they start getting the chairs and the table itself get wobbly or unbalanced, it's time to go.
Yep.
And there is one thing, though, that is kind of timeless.
One thing is timeless. This is really cool, too. And it's also very sentimental.
Yes, it's your dinnerware. They say that, one of the reasons that china is handed down from generation to generation is that it can last forever. It doesn't stain. It doesn't become porous. It really just stands the test of time.
You just wash it. I have Limoges chinaware from my grandmother.
And they say,
cool.
And they say if you are looking to start some new dinnerware, look for dishwasher-safe porcelain because the older stuff is not dishwasher-safe.
Yeah, especially if it's got a gold edge on it or something, just you have to hand wash that.
So there you go.
I told you it was the best show ever.
Our show for Friday, October 12th. Of course, we're on the air live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK.
ABC.
Happy Friday. Have a good one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.